Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What inspired you to write Making Happy?
Well, the seeds for this book were planted actually a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago or so. I was at a TED conference in Monterey, California. TED, that is now such a phenomenon, and back then hardly anybody was talking about it. But I happened to be there, and I had lunch with a fellow psychologist, Martin Seligman, who at the time was just finishing his presidency of the American Psychological Association. And very influential psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania. And he started this whole movement called positive psychology. And, you know, for decades and decades, psychology has looked at what's wrong with people. And he said, let's turn the tables here. And what is it that is health promoting, growth promoting in people? And what are we doing right? And he started this big wave of research, huge, massive wave of research that really changed the face of modern psychology here in the last 15 years. And so, anyway, he said, while we were having lunch, he said, Les, you write a lot for couples. He said, why don't you write a book on all this research that's been done on happiness and put the cookies on the bottom shelf, as it were, for couples, because nobody has done that yet. And so that's what Making Happy turned into.
Wow. You know, our program director, he always jokes that he's a curmudgeon. I don't think he is. He's a great man of God. But because he jokes about that, I got him a plaque for his office wall that says, you can never have too much happy. I love it. It makes me smile every time I see it. You can never have too much happy. Well, you open your book with the story of Jason McElwain. And I seem to remember when I read it, I seem to remember hearing about it. But tell that story and how it demonstrates the power of happiness.
Well, there's actually dozens of stories similar to this one, but this one happens to be of a kid that definitely was not going to make the high school basketball team, but he was kind of the coach, Coach Johnson, kind of kept him on to be kind of the towel boy and so forth. And anyway, suited him up in a game, and he went out there and made some shots, and the crowd just went crazy. And it was just like the flood. You know how these things happen on the internet, and there was just this viral thing that flooded the internet with all these people just saying how much joy this brought them to see this thing happen. And the coach got choked up as he would retell Jason's story, and so we just thought that's a perfect illustration for opening up this whole thing, because we want something that's going to, you know, give us that emotional lift, that happiness. And of course, we can get into how we define happiness in a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the catalyst for that. Everybody's looking for that thing that's going to give them, whether it's Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent or Sully Sullenberger's phenomenal airline landing or whatever. There's things that happen that kind of become a part of our collective consciousness that give us all an emotional lift where we go, yes, that's meaningful, and that brings happiness into our lives.
You say that marriage isn't supposed to make us happy. We're supposed to make marriage happy. I absolutely love that statement. It's just loaded. But just say a word about it.
Yeah, it's really the hinge that this whole message hangs on. Marriage was not designed to make you happy. You make your marriage happy. Ask anybody that's getting married, why are you getting married? They're going to say, because we love each other. Well, what do you want to get out of marriage? Well, we just want to be happy. It's inevitable. That's what they'll tell you. I mean, it's almost 100% across the board. And here's the truth. Marriage does make us happy for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's what we know from research. Everybody has an emotional set point, and the pendulum will swing at best after you get married in the positive direction. For no more than about 2 years, you'll get that emotional lift from this new experience, and then it begins to come back and find its midpoint again. And that's why we say it's not the job of marriage to do that emotional work for you. That's the work that you do as you bring meaning and you bring fulfillment and you bring joy and you bring happiness into this relationship. You can't count on your circumstances. Happiness is an inside job.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.